the bell at Blatchley Middle School. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and students begin pouring out of classroom doors into the hallway off to their next class.
Jesse, I need to talk to you.
Next year, they'll be doing a little more of this. Right now, the middle school operates on something called a block schedule. Instead of attending the same 7 classes every day for about an hour, those classes are stretched out over a longer period of time and take place every other day. They're called A days and B days. It's not bad, says Principal Joe Robidoux, until you hit the weekend.
And so the time between classes gets to be 4 days. And with our age of kid, I think 2 days is sometimes stretching it as far as a kid not seeing the teacher, not seeing the subject matter.
So if you have a B day on a Friday, the next time you see those teachers could be Tuesday of the next week. Throw in a sick day or an in-service day, and the time can be even longer. So next year, Blatchley will return to the traditional 7-period school day. Students will see all their teachers every day and work on each subject every day.
This everyday idea gives us a chance to build relationships, to foster, you know, growth emotionally, not only academically, but these kind of relationships that we always want to build with kids are going to get strengthened if the kid sees you every day.
Robidoux told the Sitka School Board on Tuesday that there are other reasons, too. Going to 7 periods a day adds 30 minutes a week to every class. The shorter class time, about 50 minutes, is better suited to middle school attention spans. The school can operate on 1 set of school bells, with students transferring classes at the same time. They have more frequent contact with not only their teachers, but the subjects they're studying. They get physical education every day. The list goes on. A group of 6th graders in language arts and math have gone through both subjects every day this year. Robidoux says the group of students who had each subject daily had a slightly higher grade point average than those who followed the block schedule. Still, Robidoux told the school board that some parents have concerns about the change.
Some of the concerns that did come up, you know, hallway transitions, we're moving from 6 to 8 in a day, and this is, including before and after school.
Hallway transitions, Robidoux says, are when conflicts between students are more likely to occur. To address the concern about having more of them, Robidoux says they'll probably rearrange where classrooms are located in the building to give students shorter routes between classes. And he says teachers will remain vigilant in the hallway when the transitions are occurring. School board member Cass Pook says she received an email from a parent concerned about special needs students. If Blatchley moves to a shorter daily class period, she wanted to know, how will that affect students who might need more time to grasp a particular concept? Blatchley Assistant Principal Ben White was a special education teacher for about 12 years before taking the number 2 job at the middle school.
All of the research, not just with our typical learners, but with our special needs learners also, it indicates very strongly that more frequent review and more frequent assessment is the best way to teach and have it last.
Board President Lon Garrison said he wanted to be careful about not micromanaging the middle school, but that he and the board want to hear more, especially once the school has gone through a year on the new schedule. Back to that hallway at Blatchley. As students stop at their lockers and teachers stand watch near their doors, a 7th grader named Oliver notices my microphone.
Whoa, are you, recording all of our talking?
I ask him what he thinks about the new schedule.
I don't want to do it.
Why not?
So you have, your favorite class on B-Day, then you don't get to look forward to it. And it doesn't add as much, diversity.
But you have your favorite class every day, then.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the diversity.
By diversity, he means variety in what happens every day. Time will tell whether Oliver changes his mind and whether the new schedule makes a better learning environment at Blatchley Middle School. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.